Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got a whole stack of stories here talking about technology and the world of digital. And it's funny because this was actually brought up in my house the other day with me and Nick Knack. I'll tell you what we were talking about. But first, there's this story coming out about email apnea. And I've never thought about this before, but I do occasionally suffer from email apnea. Mental health experts are saying a lot of people unconsciously stop breathing or take very shallow breaths while you're reading your emails. It can also happen when you're texting or scrolling. It usually happens when we're concentrating or feeling pressure to respond, and this causes our bodies to interpret an incoming email almost as a threat, and we kind of tense up, hold our breath, and have shallow breathing without even realizing it. Yeah. I can see you doing that all day long.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, I have caught myself holding my breath.
Yeah, me
when
too.
When I text, when I make videos, when I'm answering emails, all the things that are digital when I'm doing it, I have found myself holding my breath quite often, like out of breath. Like, what has happened? Then I notice I'm not breathing. And so, gosh, I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought it was just me.
I told you I had to go get some blood tests and stuff done, and I saw the email come in with those.
Oh.
And clicking on that link and then going to your little patient portal or whatever and like reading all that, I caught myself like,
yeah, I bet. Like,
you know, because I was like, I've had a little bit of anxiety over what I was going to read. So I was like, you got to breathe, dude. And side note, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Okay, good.
But it basically puts you into a fight or flight mode when you're reading these messages, texts, email, whatever. It will increase your anxiety and give you headaches, muscle tension, jaw clenching, and fatigue.
Yeah.
So you've been warned. You've been warned of the email apnea, so make sure you're breathing while you read those work emails today. Another story talking about how a majority of Americans believe that their software updates on their phone are making their devices worse rather than better. Hells to the yes.
Yeah.
It rearranges everything. You get new settings. Your battery life tanks. And for me, my iPad updated the other day, and I just keep coming more and more suspicious of all these updates in regards to now what are they tracking on me?
Yeah.
What are they putting onto my phone and my tablets that they're keeping notes on? They're collecting all my data.
And especially once you realize what these updates are doing, and it's like changing the display to your Instagram to make the features more rounded. It's like,
did you notice
I don't need that.
Like, I don't like it.
I don't need that.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like that they do things like that. And that's what the update is. It's like, protect me from the robots. Yes. But I don't need rounded font.
Nah,
like, that's
not
important to me.
Fonts. You know? But the ones that bug me are like all these AI updates now, and they can track what you're doing on your apps and who you're texting. It'll read your emails and give you a synopsis. It's
I don't want it.
I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
How do I go in and immediately turn this off? And is it really turning it off?
Yeah.
You know, I don't need you reading my emails and giving me a brief summary of what's... I'll just read the email. In my texts, you know?
Do the robots hold their breath when they read my email too?
Oh, God. This is a bad one.
But it did lead to a conversation between me and my wife the other night, Nick Knack, that we were just sitting in our office and we were just kind of adding up all the apps and the things we have to think about digitally when it comes to your, you know, just banking. And then it was like the kids' sports have a separate app. Our works have an app. I can't even go to Chili's anymore without an app.
I know.
My oil change guy's got an app.
The grocery store. Like, everybody has an app for everything. And it is a lot. Not only does it bog our phones down, I do feel like our minds, our brains are being filled with way too much information. Like, we're not built for it.
It's bad. And then to think about, like, every streaming service you have. And keeping track of what streaming services you have and then the costs associated with those. And now I've got four or five programs that I use for work now. All have an app and a cost attached to it.
Yeah.
And I looked at her. I was like, at what point do we somehow figure out how we can do a digital detox and unplug from everything? But I don't think you can anymore.
It's hard right now. It's possible because our work is requiring us to do it, first of all. So this is I got an opportunity to open a bank account and put like $400 in it, right? Mm-hmm. But I had to get my direct deposit from here figured out, right? Like I had to get it for the bank. But I had to download an app for my direct deposit here, plus the bank, plus a little like modification thing in between. There were three different
apps. The third party apps that
are
helping.
I was like, you know what? I don't need the $400. I don't need, never mind. I don't need it. And I canceled all of it because it was just so much. I just felt so inundated with, why do you need me to do all this?
It's like, anxiety inducing. It's too much to think about. I mean, I'm looking at my phone right now. Like, I need an app to run my sprinklers. I have an app for my thermostat. I have an app to go into the gym. They won't even let me in the gym unless I have their app. I've got a couple new TVs. Guess what? All the TVs, they run off the app. I bought a new soundbar for one of the TVs. It doesn't come with a remote. I got to use the app to control the volume.
I mean, lights.
It's too much. Lights.
In houses are all controlled by apps now.
The cameras.
The alarm systems, you know? I mean, my goodness.
I have a pizza app. I can only order pizza through this app.
I do like that pizza app, though.
It is pretty solid, though. I mean, you get on an app and it comes right to your couch.
That one can stay.
That one's fine. But anyway, I mean, I don't know if anyone has any thoughts on this or ways you're getting around it. Like, how are you doing a digital detox? How are you trying to avoid some of this and reduce some of the pressure and anxiety to be on your phones constantly? I can't even call my doctor now and make an appointment. I have to go through some sort of website or app to make an appointment.
I can't even request vacation without downloading
an
the app, you know?
Oh.
Like, yeah, all of it.
Mike decided to call in. Hi, Mikey boy.
How you doing?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy.
Good to hear. Hey, so what I was saying to Josh was, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
No.
And there's a pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid is food, water, and shelter.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm a project manager in construction. I've talked to you guys before. And so I can build a house all day long, but if there's no electricity, like if this country runs out of electricity, which is possibly happening in the future, then you don't have anything to power your phone, which brings you the apps. And you want to talk about anarchy.
What?
Okay, so if people don't have electricity to power their phones, and the phones have the apps, and then especially like the Gen Z people, they're done.
Oh, our society was.
Oh, so you're basically saying that someday we're not going to have electricity?
No, it's just if it happens, our society's going to collapse.
We need to be able to get to the point where we can get back to using a pen or a piece of paper, like.
Yeah,
simple stuff.
But I don't know, buddy. There's no going back now.
I think once we've unleashed it, it's kind of we just have to deal with what we have already. Like,
I think so.
I don't think there's any going back. Like,
and I'd actually have to get on my Amazon app to order some pens and paper. So.
Exactly. I know.
I don't know if that's going to work, Mikey boy. All right, Mike. Thank you for the unique call. Here with JKJ at Mix.